This is The Beauty Files with Juanita on BBS Radio. Good Friday and welcome to The Beauty Files. I am Juanita. I'm so glad you can join us today. You know, we have a really good show today because anything that involves eating good food, good people, and fabulous guests. So I need I say more? Our show today is about the Metropolitan Cooking and Entertaining Show, and it's a show that's going to be held at the Washington Convention Center on November 2nd and the 3rd. And what this show is, it's a two-day food lovers event, and it features hundreds of exhibitors, cooking demos, tasting workshops. Do I need to say more? I mean, food and cooking, and get this, ladies. The ladies out there. I have two chefs here. They're both guys. They're both, okay, I'll throw this out there. They're both really good looking, but you got a good looking guy that can cook. So that right there, you should be staying here and listening to. And I already got some questions coming up now, wanting to ask some questions for Chef Timothy Dean, who is going to be our first guest. He is the owner of TD Burgers in Washington, D.C., and I was telling Chef that I had interviewed him several years ago when he had a restaurant at the St. Regis on 16th and K Street, and TD Burger is a fabulous burger joint. And if you haven't caught this on PBS, because I did the other day, Chef Timothy Dean restaurant was voted one of the places for the best burgers in D.C., and I'm going to get him to tell you what the rub means, and it's not what you think. Welcome, Chef Dean, to The Beauty Files.
Juanita, it was such a pleasure, and it's been a long time. It's been too long, my friend. I got to put my sexy Denzel voice on.
Ooh,
you get
well,
hype me
see.
Up like this.
Yes. What's your sexy? You're sexy, did that? Yeah, well, that gets me all the time. It's like, burger, what's that? Well, yeah, okay. Well, he just said, okay, you got me going now, Chef. You're going to be at the Metropolitan D.C. Cooking Show. That's a fantastic event.
Yes, it's going to be Saturday, November the 2nd, and Sunday, November the 3rd at the D.C. Convention Center. There will be celebrity chefs there, as well as myself from the Food Network, Extreme Chef Terry French, Jason Roberts from The Chew, and more than 200 specialty food vendors selling their products as well.
So now, will we be able to, Chef, taste some of your food, and will you be doing demonstrations? And you know, just tell us exactly what is TD Burgers and your participation in the Metropolitan Show.
Well, I'm really on as a master of ceremonies, and we have two locations. So I'll be kind of judging. Jill Collins, my PR, will be there as well, getting me set up. She's kind of got me going around being a celebrity this time. But we're looking like that Sunday, having the big party once everything is wrapped up, bring all the cowgirls over, and just have a big party at our TD Burger location in D.C. We also have one in Largo right across the street from Magic Johnson Theater.
Wow. So, wait a minute. You just said something that just plucked me. You said cowgirls. No. Now, I got a cowgirl outfit. Can I giddy up and come over there, too?
How about even better? You can come in here on Thursday and possibly win $150 for my Halloween party.
Well, there you go. There you go. That sounds amazing. That event sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'll be the master of ceremonies for the National Beef Checkoff on the morning of the 2nd, Saturday 2nd, and November the 3rd, where I'll help finalists with their recipes. So I will be jumping in, tasting, sauteing, and helping other guys out. I'm kind of like, you know, just like a charity guy. I just want to be helping everybody out this time.
So now you okay? So we're gonna ask this. You know, I don't even know if I should ask, but I'm just curious. Now you're being a chef, and you know, I saw you know recent photo, yummy, and I just have to throw it out there. But how do you stay fit with all that food around you?
Interesting you say that. I had my checkup yesterday, and my doctor told me that I got to add another day to my workout and. He's cutting me down. Can you believe it? To two glasses of wine. So that's how
what?
I do it. Is I just cut, you know, I eat, try to eat right. He said, I don't have to cut my hamburgers out, but I got to eat more vegetables. He said, I didn't have to cut out my French fries because that's my carb, but he did cut back my alcohol intake.
Well, I thought wine was supposed to be good for the body.
Well, it is, but, you know, too much of anything will tear you up.
It's like two glasses is good, but two bottles isn't.
Right, yeah, I was on a bottle and a half, actually.
God. Well, now, if there's someone that's out there that wants to come to TD Burgers, and, you know, because I am a big burger fan. I'm a big meat fan. I'm not even going to fake the funk and say I'm a vegan. I love beef. I love meat. I love pork. I love it all. But I have just lost over 30 pounds, but I still incorporated the meat in my diet. But there are people who think that you can't.
Oh, yeah. You just have to, everything in moderation. You know, you can't sit back and eat, you know, beef and pork and foie gras every day. But, of course, everything in moderation, if you do it in, you know, moderation, you're fine.
Now, I like how you just said foie gras. Because I'm
like
a big
fan
of that. See, you just killing me softly. There's going to be also a grand tasting that's going to be held on Sunday, and I want our audience to know about this because there are several different tiers that people can participate in this in the Metro Cooking Show, and that one of them is, of course, the grand tasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's with everything.
Yeah, that's with everything. I'll be a part of that as well. I will also be in the conversation corner in the lounge area, where I'll be interviewed and I'll be taking questions from the audience. After we do the judging for the beef, you know, the national beef, because this is beef, and I'm serving beef, but I'm really excited about seeing you in this cowgirl outfit.
You giddy up! You about to see me there? I mean, giddy up! I'm gonna be the one with the chaps.
Okay. Okay. Because you know, I'm also a part of the bull riding competition as well.
You all have a bull. Okay, see, people. Okay, yeah. Someone just asked me. Someone just sent me a message saying, "When is that?" People,
well, you know,
he was just kidding. You will
ride a
bull.
Bull if it was there. I would ride him. Ride him all the way to TD Burger.
Oh, my God. Okay. And tell us about the rub.
The rub.
Yeah, you said it's all about the rub and
about
the PBS
the
special.
When I was in Baltimore, I did a steakhouse. Well, I had steak on the menu at the bistro. And there's a good friend of mine named Nick, and he's, you know, he's an older guy. Nick's about 68 right now, and he just always just bring me spices for free. So I told him what I was looking to do. I said, look, Nick, I need to come up with the ultimate rub. Well, there's at least 19 to 20 spices in it, and I wrote down what I wanted in it. And Nick went back to the lab, and we invented the rub.
Rub
is a mixture of 21 herbs and spices that goes on every single hamburger and turkey burger.
Turkey burger?
Yeah, I got turkey as well.
Oh, my.
Yeah, for the people who say they don't want red meat here.
Exactly. It's just like, yeah,
you
well,
know,
I'll take it.
Here.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take the burger with the foie gras on top, please.
Yes, yeah, that's what Jill just said. How was your John Louis?
Amazing.
That was amazing.
Jill is amazing. I'm just saying. Jill is amazing. Now, let me ask you this. How is life after being on the Top Chef? When the Top Chef
Oh, well, you know, that was 15 years ago. So, you know, I've moved on.
Has anybody ever come up to you and go, I know you. You were on Top Chef.
Every day.
Really?
I really had. They had come to me twice to do the show, and I had said no. And then after the Vault Brothers went on, the ratings went through the roof, and I was on the very next season, which was season 7. And life after Top Chef has been beautiful because even the producers to this day still email us and tell us that out of all the shows that they did, we had the best cast.
Yeah, y'all did. You all had the best cast because your cast was more captivating, and it seemed like it was more real. I mean, I'm just saying, people, but it just seemed like it was more real.
Yeah, I was just in there letting people know it from day one that, hey, it's reality TV. So
right.
You definitely don't want to come across the wrong way in front of that television camera. And I think a lot of the guys, I know they listen to that, and then we just got along. You know, every morning the guys in my crew, which was Angelo, Steven, and Alex, we prayed together. We got upset together. We just, you know, we became a really good team and brothers after that, and we still talk. In fact, I'm going out to Vegas in the next couple of weeks to go see Shorty and Angela.
Oh, wow. Well, you
and
know
Alex is going to drive from L.A.
Well, what happens in Vegas, I guess it stays in Vegas.
It's going to be the hangover, baby.
Hangover 0.6. Chef, tell us some of the stuff that's on your menu at TD Burger.
Well, of course, we have the Jean-Louis burger, which is served with foie gras, mashed lettuce, and it has a little rhubarb puree. One of the favorites that's on now, and she beat out the Obama burger, which has Swiss cheese, honey mustard, and watercress, is Sonia Mayor, the Justice, one of the Justices.
I got a
Sonia from the Bronx burger, and that's the number one burger right now. It has grilled romaine, avocado, and thyme-roasted mushrooms on it. We also have the George Washington Classic. We have the Abe Lincoln with coleslaw, barbecue sauce, and smoked Gouda, house-made pickles.
Oh, that's it.
And those are pretty much the top sellers right there.
How do you come up with this combination, and how do you know how it works together?
It's just years of being around great chefs like Jean-Louis and Alain Ducasse and Roberto Donna and Robuchon over in France. They just... If you got a good product, you just don't have to really do a lot to it, but respect it and treat it with respect.
And when was the last time you've been to Paris or France? I mean, do you speak French?
Parlez vous français? Un petit peu. Comment allez-vous?
Très bien, merci.
Ah, je t'aime aujourd'hui.
Oh, see, yeah, there goes the show. Let's go to break. No, let's go. And then, of course, I get a message. I got a message that said, okay, I don't know if I want to ask this, but I'm going to ask it because, you know, Cheryl did ask this question. She said she will be there. She's going to look for Chef Timothy Dean and wanted to know if you were married.
I'm actually with
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. How long?
Good. 6 years now.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry to hear. Well, Cheryl, you just heard that. So, and she said your French accent was fabulous. Okay.
No. Yeah. Yeah. So I haven't met the woman to take me off my feet yet. I'm still waiting for God to send her to me.
Well, here comes the broom.
Oh, okay. All right.
Tell Jill I'm sorry. I am just playing. I was like, here comes the broom. It's sweet. You know, Chef, every time I speak with you, and I can say this, you know, on a serious note, I always have the pleasure of talking to you because you have always made me feel like one of the like a great interviewer with you, and I think it's because you're so easy to talk to, and I think that comes across when you do your cooking and when you talk to people. I've actually seen you on air on different interviews, and I think that comes across with the way you cook. It feels so warm and fuzzy, if I may say that.
Yeah, well, you know, I just learned early on, especially from my mom and who passed away, and my dad who's still here, who's a really good cook, and my grandfather. They were from the South, and you know, when I grew up, it wasn't fast food. We ate around a dinner table. We all chipped in, and it was love. And I think that's what we're missing from the tables these days is that how many times can you honestly say that you sit down with your family or your boyfriend or your girlfriend and you pop open a bottle of wine outside of eating out, and you really just have a good time and enjoying each other over food.
And that is so important.
Yeah,
that is so important that you said that.
Very rare that that happens these days, and that's what I think. That sexy needs to be brought back into the agenda with the American people.
That sexy needs to be brought back tonight at my home. I'm just saying, Chef. But, I kind of miss that, too. And it's funny because I went out to a restaurant with some girlfriends of mine yesterday, and we just sat around this table, and we talked for hours drinking wine, eating. And it was the best time because you don't get a chance to do that anymore. Everybody's so rushed or whatever. And you're right. That is the sexiest thing, is to sit down to a meal with your significant other or your family and just enjoy a good meal.
And here's the thing. When I go to France, which is usually once or twice a year, they have not lost that sexy. That still happens across France, all over France.
And I
that's
love that.
And that's what where everyone is just so busy running in America, chasing that dollar or chasing whomever, that we've forgotten the small important things like dinner over, you know, at a table with a candle lit, with some nice Shatner off the pop. You know, some Luther Vandross in the background. When the last time has someone called and said they did that?
Yeah, exactly. And I just got someone that said amen. So, you know, everyone is agreeing with you, Chef, that is a missing ingredient in everybody's life, because that just slows everything down and it just brings it right back into perspective.
Well, it's not missing at my dinner table. I'm just trying to spread the news.
Well, peekaboo, you see me in a minute. You know, I'm just saying, my dinner table is ready. The candles are ready to be lit by Chef Timothy Dean. You are fabulous. When can we see you? You're the master, so you'll be there all the time. But when will you be doing your cooking demonstration? What day?
When am I cooking on this? I'm just judging, right?
You're just judging.
I'm stage helping, so Jill said.
Okay, you'll be staging, and you'll be helping, and you'll be tasting and giving advice and all, and in the conversation corner, people, ladies, who, you know, I know y'all asking, ladies that wanted to find where Chef Timothy Dean's going to be located at the Metropolitan Cooking Show, which is held, again, November 2nd and 3rd at the Washington Convention Center, and tickets are going fast, so you all really need to get online, get your tickets. There's also a Groupon, I believe, that is they're giving out a Groupon for this event as well, so I encourage everyone to check out, besides me, Timothy Dean at the Metropolitan Cooking Show, and Timothy Dean, it's been such a pleasure talking with you again.
Pleasure's all mine, and you can also go to www.metrocookingdc.com for more information.
That's perfect. Thank you so much, Chef. And coming up next, we're going to be joined by Chef Brad, the Grill Sergeant. Why did I say it like that? I have no idea. Turner. Maybe because when you hear Sergeant, I always hear, I'm not going to say it because you're going to know how old I am, but the Grill Sergeant, Chef Brad Turner, is going to be coming up on the next break. Stick around. We'll be right back. Thank you, Timothy. Pleasure talking with Chef Timothy Dean. I was saying earlier that I had interviewed him earlier in the years when he was at another restaurant, and he is consistently a wonderful person. And I encourage you to go to the Metropolitan Cooking Show November 2nd and 3rd at the Washington Convention Center, not only to see Chef Timothy Dean, but you also see Chef Brad the Grill Sergeant Turner. Welcome to the Beauty File, Chef.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am just glad to be here.
What a wonderful person you are. And I say this because I was reading your bio. And first of all, let everyone know you were in the military, and that's the reason why they call you Sergeant.
Well, yeah, I earned the sergeant.
Right.
I'll have that forever. I'll have that forever. But yes, ma'am, I was in the military, 20-year military veteran. Last duty station was Army Executive Dining Facility in the Pentagon.
Really?
Yes, that's where I retired from.
I never saw you at the Pentagon. I've been at the Pentagon. my other gig is I do makeup for television, and I still do makeup for the secretary, and I was like, I never saw you there, Chef.
if you ever get invited to lunch, I was the one cooking your food if it was from 2009 to 2010.
Yes. I'm not going to reminisce on the air because I could tell you I remember that meal and I remember something that was really good. So I'll share that with you some other time. But let me just say this. I'm sorry.
That's not a problem. Yeah.
On Sunday, November 3rd. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you were about to say something about the Metro?
Oh, yeah, on Sunday, November 3rd, Chef Turner will be cooking for several hundred military spouses, caregivers, and wounded warriors in what is known at the Metropolitan Cooking D.C. as Operation Home Cooking. And that's what I said. You are fantastic. Tell our audience about that. And then I want to get into how you became the grill sergeant. But tell us about that particular event. Mm-hmm.
Well, the special operation that Metro Cooking and Entertainment Show, Operation Home Cooking, that they're putting together, we're going to give them cooking tips on how to, you know, maintain their health and keep them motivated to do more cooking at home, to share the love and share the food, like I always say. And,
right.
And hopefully get them inspired enough that, you know, they'll take more control of their lives through cooking their own food, and that's really where it's at. That's really where it's at. So they have 500 spouses, caregivers, wounded warriors that are going to be in attendance, and myself, I'm going to be doing what, if they've ever seen me on the Pentagon Channel, I'm going to be doing what I do, singing and cooking and keeping them motivated to stay in the kitchen.
Yeah, I heard that you were a singer, that you sing as you cook, or grill or whatever.
Yes. Well, you know, I do that. And sang in Houston, sang in Dallas, and believe it, I am going to sing again in D.C. on the second and the third. I'm doing the second and third, so I'll be on Saturday and on Sunday. But Sunday is my main mission.
Now, what's your main mission? Besides the, I know the Operation Home Cooking, but are you going to be a part of the tasting and all that stuff?
Yes, I do a tasting and entertainment workshop. I will be, I will have my own 30 minutes in the Celebrity Theater, and I will also be doing the Operation Home Cooking on Sunday. So, if they go to the Metro Cooking Entertainment Show DC, there's a full listing of all of the time slots that I'll be cooking and having fun.
Wow! So now, tell me how you became the grill sergeant.
Well, it's pretty simple. I worked at Fort Lee, the culinary headquarters for the Army, and now for all the services. And I was doing rations, believe it or not, ordering food. And the Pentagon or the Department of Defense Media Agency wanted to do a lifestyle show. So Emerald brought him in. They patterned a show after his show, and they brought me in. Well, they wanted somebody to do a demo. So I had the time. I did the demo.
Oh,
and
my
the
gosh.
Producer said, we want him. And pretty much everything else is history because I love to cook. What you see on TV, what you see live, that's pretty much how I am. Teaching 5-year-olds or 55-year-olds, it doesn't matter. I'm the same way. So we
and
just have fun.
I think I've read somewhere where it says that you are, you know, cooking and about the body, doing the body good or whatever, and making sure that you keep your body. And I'm sure this probably, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure this discipline for keeping yourself, you know, your eating habits good, come from the military, from military training.
Well, you know, I kind of developed it over my entire career. What I usually tell people is if you are what you eat, then cooking makes you who you are. So if you're not cooking for yourself, you're trusting your health to somebody else. So if you cook for yourself 30% of the time, 70% of your health is affected by somebody else. So my mission is to get people to do more cooking for themselves. All the stats and all the polls and all the everything, everybody always tells you, you know, you have more control over what goes in you and affects you if you do it yourself. You know, I'm
That's
not saying
so
don't
true.
Go out to eat, but I am saying, you know, share your love, share your food, cook for yourself. Nobody loves you more than you.
Wow. And so do you cook every night for yourself,
oh,
for your
yes,
family?
Ma'am. I still have a platoon of children at home. So,
oh.
Yeah.
That's so
I
cute.
I definitely could.
And I guess you can probably say yes, but do you find more men are better cooks than women?
No, I wouldn't say better. I would say more men are cooking.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
More men are cooking. It's something to brag on. You know, long time ago, you know, I would have said, you know, men do one thing, we grill. You know, we don't we grill. You know, you can have the kitchen. We do the grilling. We grill everything. You know, we will be in a parka in the dead of winter with charcoal going and grilling up some ribs to watch a football game. But
exactly.
Now, you know, because of all the, you know, TV and everything, men are, you know, getting in the kitchen and you know, transforming the kitchen into their man cave. So,
oh,
at least I know that's where I put my recliner.
Right, right. What does it say here? Someone just sent me a text, and he said he wanted to know, wanted me to ask you, do you still call a chow hall or a dining hall? He used to be in the military.
Well, it's a dining facility. We've gone from mess hall, chow hall, to dining facility. And right now, you know what, they're getting top-notch training. You know, that's, I was trained 100% in the military. And they're not cooks. Those are chefs. In every respect of the word, they come out as chefs. And they're running dining facilities where you go in and, you know, they're as concerned about your health and you eating right, not just because it's their job, but that's their passion when they're doing it. Three meals a day, however many come through the door, every day. It's a nonstop mission for a military chef.
And so do a military chef, do they have to go through a specific training as well before they become a chef, or do they get trained on the job?
Believe it or not, it's both. You come in, you have 8 solid weeks of basic food service in your advanced individual training, and then from there you jump right in and you just start doing your job. And then at different levels, fortly, you wind up coming back for different levels of training. They have everything from basic food service through the United States Army Culinary Team or Joint Service Team now that, you know, does the World Olympics in culinary arts. So you have every level of food. You know, every level of food.
Now, can someone come out of serving in the military and become, you know, working chef in like a fine dining, or, you know, and would that be enough credentials for that person?
Yes, because the cooking is the last frontier of strictly a hands-on thing. You either can do it or you can't, and paper can't prove that you can do it. If you can do it, I can walk in anybody's kitchen and do it. Either I know it or I don't. You can't say that about everything, but I can get out on Monday, and if you put me in the kitchen on Tuesday and give me a recipe or show me what you need me to do, the Army has trained me to be able to do it. And it doesn't matter whether you're doing a Chateaubriand or a hot dog stand. I got you. I got you. However you want to do it, you know. You know, you want to do a tasting with bourbon and rums, I got you, all the way down to biscuits with some gravy on it.
Oh, my God. Why am I salivating over here? What are some of the things that you like to cook, like your specialty, before I let you go? What do you particularly like cooking for people or yourself?
My favorite dish in the world is gumbo. That's my favorite dish. I'm from New Orleans, so whenever I get to cook somebody some gumbo, it is just wonderful. I'm in Jamaica right now getting ready to cook some gumbo for our friends over here in Jamaica and do some great things. And believe it or not, I'm cooking in my green Army chef jacket in the kitchen, and everybody knows where I was trained and where I got my skills. And, in fact, you know, they can still see the grill sergeant over here in Jamaica. So,
really?
You know, yes, ma'am. They, you know, I had students walk up to me just today. You know, so that's a testament to the quality, you know, that our armed services have put out. You know, they created me. And even though I retired in 2010, I still represent them as if I put that uniform on every day. I press it. My shoes are shined. My hair is cut. And I speak like I've been trained to, and that's to, you know, because that's the only way I know to do it. Do it right.
Right. What branch did you serve? Do I dare ask?
Army.
Wow.
And please don't get me started on any of the other branches.
That's why I said, do I dare ask? You know, because I know how it is. Like, let me just make sure I ask. I don't want to assume. I was going to say Army, but I wanted to make sure.
Yeah. What you're going to do is wind up getting all my Coast Guard, Navy, Marine, and Air Force buddies calling me, you know, giving me a couple of words.
But I can handle it. Yeah, I'm sure you can, Chef. I know you can. And one last question: when you start to cook, how do you get the title Chef? How does that come a part of you? Who gives you that?
Well, anybody can cook.
Right. Exactly.
A chef is the title you wear when you do this for people outside of yourself. And there are, you know, in our profession, there are many different types of chefs in different restaurants. You're a different type of chef. It is a professional title. It's not necessarily just, you know, anybody can cook, so everybody can be a cook. But
right.
To be a chef, you need to be doing this for other people. You know, this needs to be where your passion is going out into the world. So I'm a chef. We have chefs that have never been to culinary schools, but they've been trained in the military. Well, they're chefs because that's what they do every day. They get in their kitchen. They don't just cook. You know, they make the food look good. They make the food taste good. Military chefs are just that. We are chefs. We just happen to wear camouflage to work every day. Or when we're not in our chef jackets or cook whites or whatever we have to wear.
Right.
So we are bona fide chefs. The same exact skills they get on the civilian side, we get. We can walk into any restaurant and do the same job. We may speak a little different language sometimes, but all in all, we can still get the water boiled.
Oh my! It's such a pleasure talking with you, Chef Turner. And for our audience, we did let everyone know that they can pick up their tickets at www.metropolitancookingdc.com, and you can get all the information about all the participants, including Chef Brad Turner, the Grill Sergeant, and all the other chefs that are going to be participating. When will you be on the demonstration? I guess it's called the demonstration stage.
Well, I will be there on Saturday, and I will be there on Sunday, and I walk the floor the whole time, and you will see me the whole time. So if you're there at any time. In fact, the show was gracious enough to give me extra time slots. So, you know, I'm still trying to figure out what all of them are, but I'm going to be on there several times. So I would definitely suggest go to the website and find out. And if somebody can't find it on the website, you know, my Twitter handle is Grill Sergeant 7 on Twitter. Tweet me. If you can't find it, I'll help find it and tweet you back and get you the answer so you can be there to support these military families and follow the recipes that I'm putting out and all those great things. So, I'll help them out that way if I need to.
What a great event.
Yeah, going to the website is the best way to do it.
And it's so spectacular that you're doing it, too, especially around Veterans Day, near Veterans Day, too. It's perfect.
Yes, yes, and that's a very emotional, you know, it's more since I retired. It's a very emotional time for me. So, that next week when Veterans Day kicks in, you know, there's a special bond. So we want to share that with you, and if you're there, come on up, give me a hug, and let's talk.
I will definitely do that, Chef. It's been such
I'd
a pleasure talking
it.
With you. And I will
Thank
look
you.
For you, and I'll introduce myself, and I'll give you a big hug, and you give me some gumbo.
I'm a hugger from way back, so I'm looking forward to it.
That's because you're a Southern boy.
Well, you know, I'm telling you now.
as we used to say, he's a Southern boy. That's why.
Southern charm, and I can cook. I'm telling you, I'm more than
exactly.
And that's
what we love, Chef Turner. Thank you so much for being part of the Beauty Files with Juanita. And later, or in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Kelly Sullivan with Nivica Med Spa. She's going to tell us about all the new things that a person can now do to improve their body image if that's what you need. Stick with us. We'll be back in about a minute.
Bye.
Welcome back to the Beauty Files. Yeah, it's been raining men and food and good stuff. And I am asked to mention this one more time. It's the Metropolitan Cooking DC show that's going to be held at the Washington Convention Center on November 2nd and 3rd. And tickets are going fast. If you log on to Washington Metropolitan Cooking Show website, you can get tickets for that event. And again, it's at the Washington Convention Center on November 2nd and 3rd. Kelly Sullivan is one of our best guests. We love her to death. And every time I see something new in the media about skincare or new procedures, I can always count on Kelly to give me the 411. Now, I say all that first. But the next part of it is that Nivica Med Spa has a new location, which is grander and more fabulous. Dr. Patel kicked it up another notch, and he's offering a new med spa. It's called Nivica Med Spa. They're located in Wachapel, which is in Maryland, in Crofton, Maryland. And without further ado, welcome to the Beauty Files, Kelly.
Hi, Juanita. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, you got a lot of new stuff going on at the med spa. And before we find out, because there's a list of a lot of things for all you girls and guys to take advantage of, one of the questions that I had, and I got this, we were talking about this earlier, is Botox. And there's been a surge of people, young people, like 20 years old, who find the need to get Botox. And I wanted to ask you, is there other things that, first of all, what do you think about that? And then secondly, are there other things that Botox can do besides, you know, get rid of the frown lines or whatever?
Well, actually, Botox is the botulism toxin that's been purified and used in such a way that it stops the erratic muscle movement, you know, the muscle movement which creates the actual lines. The age of the person doing it, you know, of course, we don't want to start anybody too young with doing a lot of crazy things that they don't need. So it's basically important to do the consult and to really look at them and see would they benefit for something a little bit, you know, less invasive or less aggressive. But if you have a person who really is frowning and they really are making that movement, they're each time they're doing it, they're kind of making that collagen below break down just a little bit more. So prevention has become, you know, quite an important part of doing all the medical spa things. So with prevention, it's using the Botox when you are a little younger to keep the rapid and the repetitive movement from forming that deeper line. So with that being said, you know, again, it would depend on the person that you're looking at, doing a consult and making that determination, but it's not as though 20 is too young. You're looking more for long-term prevention versus trying to fix it and catch up later.
Right.
The other things that Botox can do is, you know, of course, you can use it on different areas of the face. You can use it around the eyes for your crow's feet. You can use it on your forehead in between your number 11s, the frown area that most people are most familiar with. But then
right.
You can also use it in areas like your chin. If you have somebody who has a lot of dimpling and wrinkling in the chin muscle, you can use it there to soften that look. You can use it on the sides of the chin where it pulls down the muscles of the lip, and that helps a person to not look like they're kind of pulling. So there's
right.
lots of little tweaky things you can do with it as well.
I'm reading this article, and it says here, of the 6.1 million Botox injections that were performed in 2012, almost 100,000 were patients in their 20s. I just don't get it. What are you trying to take out at 20?
You know, it's prevention. I think our 20-year-olds are much smarter. They know that there's things available. They know that they can do some stuff, and it's all about prevention.
Yeah.
The more you make a muscle move and the more you fold that muscle, the deeper the actual line can be in, the more breakdown of the collagen below that level of the skin. So if you do it, you are preventing that repetitive movement, which is going to cause that deeper line. So I think, you know, I think people are just a lot more knowledgeable now and they know how to do research to be able to know what's out there?
Vassar liposuction. That's something that you now offer, and a lot of people are needing this, including myself. But what is that? I'll let you explain, but I need that in my life really bad.
It's actually pronounced Vassar. It's Vassar liposuction, and it is actually doing the traditional liposuction. But what you're doing is you numb the area. You're able to use less anesthetic solution. Then you actually use Vassar energy, which is ultrasound energy, to heat that tissue up below the skin, and you're melting or emulsifying the fat. So when you then go with the microcannulas to actually remove the fat, it comes out much easier. It's not quite as rigid of a job for the doctor to do. Right. And then those cells, actually, because they're emulsified versus being in clumps, they fall back in, so you get a much more natural look without remaining bulges or spots that a doctor might have missed. We do it here in the office. We use minimal anesthesia. So the patient afterwards, we have them put on compression garments, which are the most important part of the whole procedure. Mm-hmm. And with those compression garments, they then go home, and they're able to kind of, you know, just take it easy for a day or two. But other than that, get up and walk and go back to work and do whatever it is that they want to do. It is best done on people who have spot treatments. So, for instance, it's not a mechanism that you would use for somebody who's very overweight that is looking to lose weight. It
right.
is more for the person, like for myself, I have a family history of the double chin and the extra fat under the chin. So I had that
okay.
done, and it, you know, took lots of years off, and of course everybody thinks that I lost a lot of weight because
oh, wow.
you know it took away that double chin look and kind of really sculpted my jawbone. So it's for things like that that does the best. Pretty much it works well. It is invasive because we are actually going in and removing the fat, but it's not such that we need to do hospital admission because we're not doing large. It's not for large volume.
Right.
Loss. It's for more fine-tuning around the abdomen if you're somebody who holds some extra weight in your abdomen. You know, it's for that type of thing.
But it's not for someone who, you know, what we say, your third trimester, and you're trying to, you know, suck out, you know, some fat or whatever because you think that's going to, you know, that will help. That's not what it is, or that's not what it will help to do.
Do you know, again, we would have to do a consult to really tell.
Right.
But people could do it for that. It's the person that comes in and thinks they're going to lose a ton of weight if they do just this procedure. They're not. It's not made for that. But for somebody who does have a large area, it is for them, although they may have to do it in a step program, whereas we need to do two procedures instead of one. Because there's still the importance of staying safe in the anesthetic that we're using and how much we're removing. So with that being said, it doesn't totally rule somebody out that maybe has that one area, but we may have to do it in a two-step process versus a one-time process.
Okay, Kelly, I just got a question about... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... I thought you, you know...
No, you're fine, you're fine.
But no, I got a question just now about skin tightening.
Uh-huh.
And who is a good candidate, and what do you have for skin tightening?
So we currently have an array of laser systems, but we have actually the Cutera Titan. And what that is good for is for somebody, for instance, like their jawline or under their chin to tighten up that skin, above the eyes or around the eyes to tighten that. And what they do, most of the skin tightening products or procedures are putting heat down below the level of the skin into the tissue to stimulate collagen regrowth. And that's what tightens things up. We also have the Fraxel, which, although that's not meant or marketed as tightening, if you're doing that and taking off some of the dead skin, you're going to stimulate a little bit of that improvement. And then we also have Vassar Shape, which is an ultrasound mechanism that we can use for areas like the stomach that is non-invasive, and it can be used in such a way with a setting that it will tighten the tissue as well. by using heat. Basically, they're all using heat in some sort of fashion to stimulate collagen.
Oh. And what's the downtime? Like, I mean, do I have to, I mean, will I have to, like, take off of work for, like, weeks or, you know, when can I return back to work? And more importantly, Kelly, will anybody be the wiser?
Do you know, basically, one of the things that I really do push is the fact of do the little things, improve things, make it so that nobody really knows what you're doing, but they know that you're doing something. With each of those procedures known, there's no real downtime. You can go right back to work immediately. The Fraxel, if we were doing that and we were really trying to work hard on scars or very lax tissue, something that we're really trying to do, of course, the more we're trying to fix something, the more downtime you can end up having. But even with that, it's only, you know, you can do it on a Friday and go back to school, back to work or school on Monday. It's not, you know, it's not a five-day recovery process or anything like that.
Now, you actually sent me something about, and I want to get this in before we have to go. You said something about a girlfriend's Botox party, if I'm saying it correctly, but that sounds really interesting. You know, you get someone to come in, and I guess they, and then, you know, who do you get to come in, and then is there any downside to that?
Well, this is going to be one of the newer things that we're offering here now that we have the med spa that's individual of Dr. Patel's medical practice, and what we have the ability to do is to sponsor an event like this where someone can bring all their friends together, we'll provide some food, we'll teach people about skin, we'll teach them about, you know, all the things we have to offer and answer any questions. But as a extra thing, as somebody is organizing it, we're giving them Botox at a reasonable rate. So we're able to give everybody a discount, not just one person, and we're able to meet all of their friends. And then throughout the night, we're going to be offering little raffles, and the hostess who organizes it, of course, is going to get a lot of great perks. Because, of course, marketing, we're looking at ways to get our new center going, and this is a great way because we can reach several people at a time and still do it in such a fashion that we're safe. We're not going into someone's home and doing Botox.
Right.
You know, we're not carrying stuff all around, but we're opening up and we'll exclusively schedule their little group. So it won't be that they have to wait for anybody else. We'll kind of close the doors. It'll be a, you know, kind of their place, and they can do whatever they want to do or ask whatever they want to ask, or, you know, we'll have specials available and all that kind of good stuff.
And so can that be also if you have, like, five or six of your friends and they come in and you do this event, and can they also talk to you about all the other things that you have to offer? And I guess you wouldn't be able to do certain things on that particular night.
Oh, no, absolutely. We can do everything. And we
okay.
We make specials so that if they wanted to do, for instance, some of the specials we've put together for this one that we have coming up is a pumpkin peel, for instance. Our regular price for that is $125, but if someone wants to do it that night, it's $89.
Oh.
So we have lots of specials like that that they can take advantage of either that evening, or they can buy a gift certificate to do it within the next month.
Wow.
So we make it very worth their while to want to come.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's an excellent idea that you guys did. Dr. Patel made this place available for and you're awesome. I mean, you're so easy to talk to about anything. But that's a great idea because there are a lot of women who are apprehensive about having anything done. Several women are apprehensive about having anything done to their face. Anything that is entered into the skin or their face or whatever, we always think of the bad, not the good. So that's kind of nice to have it in a setting, in a medical setting versus, you know, in someone else's home, in their living room, you know, dog running around, stealing your chicken. I mean, I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm just, you know.
Kids coming and going. Well, and the other thing is then we have all this stuff available. So if someone is kind of skittish or, you know, is kind of unsure of what to do, we actually have it here and we can demo it. We can show it. You know, I'm not opposed to if I'm injecting one person, if their friend wants to watch and it's okay with the patient, they can watch. You know, it just kind of, it can be as informal or as formal as what the group wants. So it is kind of good. If you're interested in coming and just learning about some stuff because you're not really sure, you know, it's a great way to do it. We will be doing events as we go along. I know we're talking today about planning our grand opening for the first weekend in December. So, you know, we will be doing lots of fun things like this and kind of see what works and then build on it and grow it and go from there.
Yeah, and definitely let us know about, you know, the grand opening so we can definitely plug it for you so we can have people to show up and take a look at the new med spa. Where is it located now?
We are in, it's the brand new Wall Chapel Town Center. So the actual address is 1404 South Main Chapel Way, Suite 114. So we're right on that strip where you're going to the theater, so it's really nice. The other thing, too, if you wanted to let your listeners know, is that they can mention you and get 50% off of a chemical peel or a facial treatment if they would like.
Oh, my goodness, that sounds so nice. And is there anything else that I should ask that one could get or expect to get from the med spa besides everything else, which is so nice?
Well, we're constantly growing and we're constantly looking at new things. We just, like I said, purchased the Fraxel laser. We also just today had tooth whitening come in, and we're going to start offering that as kind of a little extra for our patients.
Right.
So we're always open. If somebody has questions, we're now doing another great thing that we've been very successful with in the medical office is treating toenail fungus with the laser. So there's just lots of things. We continue to grow. I think the biggest thing is to have a consult and you know, come with all your questions and sit down so that we can answer them all.
And that's the most important part about, you know, attempting to doing something like this is that you really should ask a lot of questions or you do your research and research what you want to have happen so you will know, okay, this is the result. This is what's going to happen when it's over, because nothing I'm thinking, you know, it's going to be instant. It will take like a day or a few hours for something to settle in or to manifest. I don't think it would just, like, you get a shot and boom, it happens. I mean, I'm sure there's a little time that, you know, something has to happen before, you know, you see the great results.
Exactly. You know, with most of these things that we're doing and that you see that is most popular now, a lot of it you might see a little bit of improvement in the short term, but we're looking for the long-term goal of stimulating collagen and improving the overall health of the skin and decreasing a lot of the signs of the aging. So we're not, you know, our goal isn't to just blast someone and send them along their way and hope for the best. You know, our goal is to form that relationship and have them coming in and maintaining and, you know, kind of keeping their skin very healthy and looking good. The Botox takes about 2 days to 2 weeks to take full effect, but the fillers, I mean, you can usually see immediately the improvement with those. You know, some of the peels, of course, you have peeling and some redness 2 or 3 days after the treatment, but it's not such that you can't go on about your business.
And if we wanted to get more information, where could we look for you guys on the web?
We are at www.nivicamedspa.com.
And you said the grand opening is scheduled in December?
We don't have an actual date. We're
shooting
for that. Yeah, we were supposed to be open, you know, a couple of months ago, but we know how that goes with construction.
Exactly.
And
we can still go to the old Nivica Spa, which is nice. It's great, too. I you know, I wonder why he moved, but I guess he wanted more space because the first one is fabulous. But
yeah.
Nivica Spa.
No, we're booking patients here now. It just might be a little bit more limited basis versus once we're kind of going full swing.
Okay, and say that website for us one more time because someone just emailed me.
It's NivicaMedSpa.com.
Kelly Sullivan of Nivica Med Spa, thank you so much for being on The Beauty Files. As always, I appreciate you coming on. I love you to death.
You're so welcome. And keep your questions coming. I love them, too.
I will, and you will be on again because I got a part two of this. So I will be having Kelly back on again for the people who I didn't get the questions that you asked. I'm sorry I couldn't ask, but we're running out of time. So until then, I'm so glad you were a part of the Beauty Files with Juanita today. We have NivicaMedSpa.com, and we also have the Metropolitan food cooking, Metropolitan Cooking Show, DC.com. That's happening in November 2nd and 3rd. Take care, and I hope I hear from you again or see you again or listen to you again or contact us again. Take care. Bye-bye.